You know, I'm happy about it, but time to move on to the next team. I'm done thinking about the Packers, thinking about the Colts right now.
How is this offensive line merging together? Now, you've been back in, it feels complete. You know, what are you seeing as far as your pressure from inside and outside?
You know, I think, you know, when you got guys like DeMarcus and Vaughn, you know, they draw a lot of attention. So, it gives us opportunities inside to get pushed. And as long as we're getting pushed, those guys are going to get the quarterback on the ground. So, you know, that's really important.
How much motivation does what happened in January? Can you draw off that the last time you played the Colts?
That's my motivation. You know, and I mentioned that to the defensive line earlier today. I said, don't forget, these guys knocked us out of the playoffs last year, so don't sleep on them. And, you know, I think a big part of that was because we were thinking about New England already. And it's the same kind of scenario, so we can't be thinking about New England. We'll be thinking about the Colts because they're good enough to beat us, so we got to go out there and play our best game.
A lot of guys downplay kind of the rematch with that team, but, I mean, some guys seem to embrace that as kind of motivation. It seems like you're on that side more.
Yeah, anytime a team beats you in the playoffs, the next time you get to play them, it's important, you know, because you got something to prove. And, you know, Andrew Luck's a great quarterback. You know, it doesn't matter if they switched offensive coordinators or not. You know, when you got a great player like that, and he's got a great supporting staff around him. You know, the receivers are good. The offensive line's doing a decent job. And, you know, Frank Gore's doing a decent job. So, you know, we just got to shut that run game down, get after the quarterback, and everything will be all right.
Reports say he's injured. Does he look like he's playing injured when you look at film?
Andrew Luck?
Yeah.
No, I think he's a tough guy. I don't think he's going to show an injury, even if he does have one.
What kind of moves have you learned from being around Bill Kolar this year, and how has he made you better?
He's made me better in, you know, so many different aspects, as, you know, as far as hustle and, you know, using my hands more, get my hips turned, you know. I'm not going to give away all my secrets, but, you know, he's taught me a lot of different things that, you know, he's good at taking a guy that and figuring out what he's good at and, you know, forcing him to do those things.
The catchphrase out of last season was more kicking and screaming. Does it feel like this team has embraced kind of that new attitude this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think this team has embraced the fact that every week they're going to say we're underdogs, which makes no sense to me, but I like it. So, you know, we like being the underdog. We're going to come out, and it gives us puts a chip on our shoulder, and we play even harder.
Derek, this award usually goes to guys that get sacks or pick sixes. Were you a little surprised, or do you think this was maybe you're the top player on a defense that held, you know, it's kind of a defensive a team award, and you kind of represented the defense for the way you stopped Green Bay?
You know, I was obviously, anytime I don't get a sack, I don't think I had a good game. So, you know, and those sacks aren't rolling around as much as they used to anymore. With DeMarcus and Vaughn and Malik and, you know, it's, you know, Shaq now. There's so many guys that can rush the passer that it's almost like even if you do have a good rush, it's not good enough because they're just a little bit faster. And, you know, I embrace that role as, you know, being the guy that if they're going to run the ball at me, it's going to be a long day. And, you know, I appreciate that. So I thank the Green Bay Packers for trying to run the ball at me.
When you look at a guy like Luck, do you kind of – treat it the same way as you treated Rodgers, mobile quarterback, able to use his legs as well as his arm, good on the run?
Yeah, and the thing about Andrew Luck is he's strong. Yeah. You know, he's big and strong, and he's hard to bring down, so you have to get population to him. So one guy gets him wrapped up, you got to get everybody to him to get him to the ground.
How much of it is not just sacks, though? I mean, like with Rodgers, even when you didn't get to him when he had the ball, you guys hit him, and
yeah.
You felt that.
Yeah, that's important. You know, I think on that first drive, I put a good hit on him, and you know, after watching the TV copy, he got up a little bit slow, and I think that had a big impact. And, you know, DeMarcus hit him a few times, you know. We were all over him, you know, the whole game. And, you know, I think think about that in the back of your head, thinking about guys coming after you, trying to kill you. It's gonna mess with your game a little bit.
Okay, Derek, thanks.
All right, thank you, Derek.